With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump is unhappy with the DNC's focus on Project 2025. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
In her acceptance speech, Kamala Harris joined other convention speakers in denouncing the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 document.
And its sum total is to pull our country back to the past.
Even though it was written by former Trump staffers and allies, the former president said it was disgraceful for Democrats to link him to Project 2025. He told Fox and Friends he has nothing to do with it. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
A federal judge in Texas has blocked a new rule from the Federal Trade Commission that would have made it easier for employees to seek a job and work for a competitor.
In a ruling, U.S. District Judge Ada Brown granted a motion for summary judgment filed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other plaintiffs. She also rejected the FTC's own petition for a judgment in its favor. Brown concluded that the FTC, quote, exceeded its statutory authority in making the rule, which was set to go into effect early next month.
Correspondent Jeremy House. NASA has decided it's too risky to bring two astronauts back to Earth in Boeing's troubled new capsule. They'll have to wait until February for a ride home with SpaceX. What would have been a week-long test flight for the pair and will now last more than 8 months. Their trip to the International Space Station in June, marred by a cascade of thruster failures and helium leaks. The Federal Reserve is poised to cut its benchmark interest rate next month from its 23-year high, with consequences for consumers when it comes to debt, savings, auto loans, and mortgages. Right now, most experts envision a three-quarter point Fed cuts in September, November, and December. This is SRN News. Amnesty International says most of the suspects in a rampage last year against Christians in eastern Pakistan over alleged blasphemy are still at large, and authorities have failed to deliver justice to the victims. The group says the inadequate response by authorities has generated a climate of impunity. The attack in which churches and houses of worship were destroyed erupted after Muslims alleged that they saw a local Christian and his friend desecrating pages from a Koran. Blasphemy accusations are common in Pakistan. Ukraine's parliament has banned the activities of religious groups tied to the Russian Orthodox Church or any other faith group supporting Russia's invasion. The measure is widely seen as targeting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. It is historically connected to Moscow, but now claims independence. However, the Ukrainian government says it's still tied to Moscow. The leader of the Russian Orthodox Church has depicted his country's invasion of Ukraine as a holy war. This is SRN News. More restrictions for women and girls in Afghanistan.
The Taliban say it's mandatory for Afghan women to conceal their voices and bare faces in public. That's according to newly published laws covering aspects of everyday life from the Ministry of Vice and Virtue. The Taliban's supreme leader approved the laws. They're set out on a 114-page document seen by the Associated Press and marked the first formal declaration of vice and virtue laws in Afghanistan since the Taliban returned to power in August 2021. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 25th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Tom Skerritt. He is 91 years old. Author Frederick Forsyth is 86. Baseball Hall of Famer Ronnie Fingers turns 78 years old today. Film director Tim Burton has 66 candles on his birthday cake. Country singer Joe DiMassina, 54. This is SRN News.